on June 6th.
Probably note that about half the people are here that would, in terms of numbers, that would be here. We sent out a questionnaire. I think that everyone here get a questionnaire, the ones who've attended before.
Participants.
We sent out a questionnaire. We'd like to go over it in a couple of minutes. But let me take a moment out and tell you what the debate is about, which part accounts for the small number compared to what you usually hear, and tell you what we'll be discussing for the next short while. The agenda today is to discuss the evaluation or assessment of the dialogue. And the questionnaires didn't go out till Monday, so the participants, some of them have returned them, not all of them yet. We'll go over them and get your reaction and knock about possible kinds of forums if this one is to be terminated, for expression of ideas and interactions that we've been trying to create here. This has gone on now for over 2 years. Many individuals over the period of time, as everyone here knows, have expressed concern about modification of the format, substituting some other kind of vehicle for this kind of public forum, or changing the structure entirely, not just format, changing the frequency of the meeting, changing the content related to the format, or forgetting it altogether. Since this has come up so often, and since in the past 2 months it has come up more frequently, we decided then to send out the questionnaire and ask specific questions, which we shall go over, so that each one could reply to those questions and then take some kind of reading from those and discuss the implications of those replies. This morning we shall look at those, discuss some of these, get the other replies, and then make a decision as to whether or not this forum should go on this way, or another one in addition to this, or one in place of this. Before we do that, the minutes, or you have minutes, we shall look at the minutes and act on those first, then get back to looking at this agenda item for today. Did the minutes go out early this time?
Yeah, like about 4 weeks ago.
Most of us have forgotten about the minutes. Last time we dealt with education and covered some of the areas of education. At that time, we were in the midst of the Lincoln crisis. But if there are any reactions or questions regarding the minutes, the discussion goes now. For those who are not here, have not been here, this is really a summary of the minutes. The minutes is the recorded tape from the minutes, from the meeting here. The minutes is the recorded tape. This is a summary. The library will contain all the records, all the tapes, whether this continues or not. And for details, we go to the tape. This is the summary to try to give us a running account of what took place, highlighting the important issues. Any reaction? If not, let's look at the agenda then and open it up. I have in front of me the questionnaire itself. I'll read some of the questions and then we'll forget the structured one and try to relate to the message that is coming through. This is a questionnaire to determine attitudes and perceptions of the city community dialogue. I read the covering letter
In response to concerns expressed about the effectiveness and usefulness of the city community dialogue, we have devised this questionnaire to obtain an overall evaluation of this body. As an official dialogue participant, please respond to the questionnaire candidly and honestly. It is important that all participants return the questionnaire if we are to get a true evaluation of the dialogue. Please be assured that individual answers will be kept confidential and no one will ever be identified with comments made. Please try to return this questionnaire immediately so that it will be available to be included in the results presented at this next community dialogue meeting. Thank you for your cooperation. Kicking it off, Ben, and we won't go through all of them. Here are a few of them to try to get at what we're after. One, how long have you or your organization been a participant in this dialogue? Two, how often do you or your representative attend the meeting? Some of the choices are almost all the time, frequently, seldom, almost never. Another question, do you or your representative of your organization attend more or less frequently than before? Another one, do you or your organization only attend when the agenda is related directly to your organization? Another one, have you or your organization ever received a special invitation to attend a special meeting? Six, disregarding criticism of specifics about the city community dialogue, are you and your organization in agreement or disagreement with the basic philosophy of the dialogue? That is the reason for its existence. Another one, in order to evaluate the city community dialogue effectively, it is necessary to get some feedback on the dialogue as presently constituted. Therefore, please answer the following questions accordingly. Comments regarding an alternative forum of the city community dialogue can be made in the second session of this questionnaire. Now, this is section one on this dialogue. Do you think it is of any value for you or your organization to continue to attend this community dialogue? Briefly state why you feel this way. Number two, regardless of how you would rate the city community dialogue as a whole, what are some positive or useful things about the dialogue? The next question starts out the same way. What are some of the negative things about the dialogue? How would you rate the effectiveness of the city community dialogue? Very effective, somewhat ineffective, very ineffective. Why do you feel this way? It asks. Another one is, if the present city community dialogue continues, what suggestions would you have to increase its effectiveness in terms of the following factors? Length of the meeting, how often should it meet, time of day of the meeting, day of the week, who should be there, and what types of things should be discussed? What should the meeting be? Where should the meeting be held? The other section, too, without reading all of them, is simply, if you could set up an open forum type meeting the way you would wish to, how would you do it? How would you do it, taking into account the following factors plus any other factors you feel would be important? The length of time and all of that, what type of things would you cover, etc. That gives you a general idea of what the whole thing is about. We recognize that our thinking is not always organized logically and all of that. We're not concerned with that as such. Give us some feedback in terms of, one, whether or not this kind of forum in a city is important, serves any function. Not changing this yet, just the idea of some kind of an open forum. Is it good? Is it bad? Should it be continued? Does it have any value?
Carol, I think you probably should be asking that to the people that aren't here. You see, the people that are here probably do feel it's good.
But that's all right. We can't ask those who are not here.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't think you're going to get a complete answer. You see, the people that are here, I think by their presence are going to say, including myself, that it's good. What I'm concerned are the people that aren't here.
Can't do anything about that, Mark.
Well, okay then. But this is what
give
I'm concerned about.
Give us an idea on that is what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is what I'm concerned about, the people that haven't been coming.
Give us an idea on that. We can't handle those who are not here this morning.
Well, I think that what Bud is saying, and I agree, is that their actions speak louder than their words. So whether those that are not here have returned the questionnaires or not, the fact that they're not here says quite a bit about their feeling about the whole thing.
Okay. How do we feel about it, though? Does our presence indicate that we feel positive about it?
It would be interesting to know how many questionnaires were sent out.
How many were sent out?
And how many people here at this meeting have returned them?
120 were sent out. That's yesterday. 15
of them
returned.
15.
But when did they go out?
They received them Monday.
Went out on a weekend.
I received mine Tuesday.
You received yours yesterday, you received yours the day before.
Mine
in
the same day as us.
I would like to say that in disagreement with what Ms. Elmer said, that our presence necessarily means that we support this. I think theoretically, and I do support this, I think that the idea is very good, that there should be communication and all this sort of thing. As things stand, though, I do think that the dialogue should be discontinued because they are worse than ineffective. I think that they give the feeling that there is something that is being communicated, that there is going to be action, but in reality there is none. And I think that causes more ill feeling and more frustration on the part of the people involved.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to that. I totally disagree with what the lady just said, because I think the fact that dialogue is in existence shows the fact that the people in the community are concerned, whether or not the city officials are concerned. I think this is the only avenue for people to express their grievances, whether they're taken into consideration or not. I think this is the place to air out the problems in the community. And if people don't have a place to air out these grievances, there's no telling the end of what kind of trouble we can have. Even though not very many positive actions have been taken thus far, I think the fact that the people are able to go someplace to discuss these problems, it's meaningful in itself.
When we look around the table, I think that for the most part, we're representing one viewpoint. So when we get together, those of us who share a lot of the same concerns and the same viewpoints and air our grievances, I'm not sure that we've accomplished a whole lot by talking to ourselves about it.
This is true, I think, of any interracial dialogue that you have. It's been shown that the people that show up are usually the ones that are concerned, the ones that do believe that it can be effective. The conservative whites, especially, are the ones that don't show up. These are the ones I'm talking about, the ones that have the power to do something, and these are the ones that I've been rather disappointed in, and I think this is one of the reasons why we're not getting a large representation from the activist black community. And I think it's simply because they feel that what's the use? We did get a response. We got a response from the mayor. We got a response from city council, and now we're not getting that anymore. So I think this is rather discouraging.
Bud, have you seen change in individuals who have participated in this dialogue?
A few.
I have too.
All right. What are you saying?
I'm saying that in some instances I have seen great change in people, and therefore I think the dialogue has been very valuable. And I agree with this gentleman that as long as it exists, it has provided a place where people could come and say what they felt and that that is invaluable to the life of this community. But whether it has to continue in the same format or not, I think that kind of thing is always up for evaluation. But that we need a place for people to which people can come and express themselves is just undeniable.
We're talking about the idea, right? Just
the idea is invaluable.
For those who just came in, we're just talking about whether or not the idea of an open forum, a platform, a town hall meeting, as we've had it here, is important. We're not yet talking about all the negative evaluations we get into later on in the other section, how it should be changed. What about the idea? Any other reactions just on the idea?
I think that probably in the beginning, the dialogues were very effective to the extent that we had people here that were much more representative than we have today or have had in the near past. I think that in the beginning, the concept was one where we would have minority people talking to government agencies, private industry, where they have never had that in the past. In the beginning, I think maybe we did have this, but today we don't. I think that now we are almost ineffective, but we are ineffective. We're the same people I see here almost every day that we come. We say the same things. So I think we're really just talking to each other quite a bit, like Mr. Clinton indicated. I do think it's important that we talk, but I think we need much more of a representative group to talk to with.
Do you think the idea of some kind of forum is important in a city?
Yes.
You know, even though this might be bad or ineffective, no, it's such
right.
an idea worth looking at evaluating.
I certainly think that, yes.
I think only with an ultimate gain or an ultimate goal in mind can such an idea actually, you know, perpetuate itself. The idea without any ultimate goal, you know, or understanding met at the end of, you know, such a program, I think is in itself ineffective. If I personally can only measure, you know, progress through a change which something like this could create. And if there has been a change created, not in those people participating, but for the benefit of those people for whom these people participated, then I think it is justified. Thank God for those few people that got changed, but those probably aren't the ones we were after.
Any other reactions just on the concept in a city, in a town, of having some kind of open forum? Okay, let's look at another aspect of it then. Yes?
Let me speak in favor of the idea of a forum from the point of view of an organization, not the people. This provides us an opportunity to learn what's going on in this community. And I represent the Navy, and there are other communities in which we have numerous establishments and large representation that do not have a dialogue such as this. And as a federal establishment, we find it much more difficult to communicate with this part of the community. And it's very valuable to us to have a place to come, to meet people, and to learn what's going on. In terms of information we can't get in the newspapers.
Okay. Before we continue then effectiveness, let me briefly, so we all relate to the same thing, talk about what its purpose was, what such a dialogue is intended to do, so we all talk to the same thing. If this is a dialogue, if this be the dialogue, there are two kinds of goals, we'll say two levels. This would be the city community dialogue, and it was designed to do primarily two things. It was to create an interaction on a gut level as well as intellectual basis in terms of what's going on in the community and the people, minorities in particular, and how these feelings relate to city government, county government, public education, police, health and welfare, the total system establishment, etc. It was a create an interaction. From that, it was would be assumed on the one hand, you'd have, I'm just going to put here systems, people. You can call it the establishment or what have you. It was to lead to some kind of new insight, new sensitivity, new understanding. And as a result of what happened here in this inter-interaction, some kind of action should follow. Stimulating action, catalytic, if you wish, leading to some kind of action that ultimately would be measurable. We could see, if you wish, in everyday language, you could see the action, see some kind of movement. On the other hand, over here, community groups were here, also going through this interaction. And in the little orbit in the community, the organizations, ideally, this should also stimulate them to action. Each person here then takes an idea back in his group through whatever method he has and stimulate action primarily, though, to see to it that this action comes about. That is, the citizens here ought to be the bird dogs of their government and see to it that the action that should come about in fact comes about. The pressure comes from the community then, having come here also with ideas, been stimulated with ideas, programs, projects, or what have you, and to go back and utilize the resources in their communities through their organizations and individually to see to it that in fact the government responds. And by government, I mean all of the agencies which have power to effect change, private industry, as well as public agencies as such. See to it that those things happen. As we move to the next question then, the action was not to be taken by this group. We are not an action group. It was to stimulate action on two fronts. The citizens back in the community to see to it that the government agencies, I mean all of the establishment, in fact be responsive to the demands, the requests, the frustrations of the citizenry, and have direct action taken by those governmental bodies. These were the lines of action. And we keep that in mind then, as we look at first its effectiveness and then how it should be modified or substituted for or abandoned altogether. Let's keep this in mind.
Well, Carol, number one, I think this is what you talked about is a theory of the situation. This isn't the fact of the situation. The fact is that the group, your large circle there, has not been a truly representative group in terms of power structure or completely in terms of the minority community. So because of that, these other things have not happened.
You're saying that if they had been here, this over here would have happened?
Could have, yes.
And that would have happened?
Could have.
Okay.
I still think that I have this idea that you have in mind. I think we all are aware that the dialogue here in itself was not an action, but I'm thinking in terms of that system, of that A that you have put out, and even on the B category, I see nothing. I have seen very little that can truly be attributed to the dialogue that has caused any reaction on the part of B, and certainly less of A. I would, even though the idea is good, I support the idea. But I think that it seems to me that at this point we could say a great deal by discontinuing the dialogue, even though we may basically agree on
the idea.
I still disagree.
Oh, in what part?
On the fact that she said that the dialogue itself has no effect. I disagree on that totally, because by community people participating in the dialogue meetings and voicing their grievances, we have gotten response in different areas. Say, for instance, at Lincoln, we anticipate more black teachers at Lincoln. We anticipate a principal at Lincoln that's black. These things are directly related to the dialogue meeting. If these people had not come and voiced their opinion, no one would ever envision the fact that the people at Lincoln wanted a black principal.
Anderson, I don't quite agree with that, because a lot of people have been doing a lot of other work, including Carol, in terms of what they've been doing, meeting with administrators. Things that haven't occurred here have been going on in terms of trying to get black administrators. Of course, it has been going on here, and I agree with that, but it's also been going on in other places.
Okay, but where was the loudest voice coming from? Right here in the dialogue meeting. People came here because they thought this was the place to come and let everybody know what their intentions were. The community didn't scream as loud as the dialogue meeting did, because I went to meetings on top of meetings, and the loudest noise I heard was right here, because we had the officials of the school board and other members here who listened, as where they would not go to the community until after the Lincoln thing.
Yeah.
Now, these are facts.
Well, Grace?
Carol, I don't think we can measure the loudness or the softness of the voice. I think that it's indisputable that the dialogue contributed to, along with other groups, but nevertheless contributed to, successful action in a number of areas. I would highly disagree that we in the past had been ineffective. Secondly, I work for a state agency which takes me in the community considerably, and I have observed frequently that through the dialogue certain things have happened which haven't been able to be tabulated by the dialogue. It isn't as clear as "will you, yes I will." It's kinds of reactions. For instance, when the city council some time ago, and the mayor, issued a public statement that the city was an equal opportunity employer and so forth, that the city was concerned with racism, when the city attorney made certain rulings that affected, for instance, my work, my agency, which is the Fair Employment Practices Commission, subtly perhaps, but nevertheless affected them. From my point of view, I think this could be directly attributable to the dialogue. And I don't think that we should get hung up on measuring how much or how little. But the effect was there, but in my opinion, the effect was only there when we had the establishment present to effect. It seems to me this is really the big problem before the dialogue now, as to where is the balancing body.
A lot of our comments are directed about a lot of our comments have been directed about what was.
Yeah.
And I think that the real question is what is at the present time. What is this month, the last 6 months? Not what was a year ago or a year and a half ago. I think that many people feel that there have been effects, not necessarily measurable, but benefits to have been gained. Benefits were gained. But for quite some period of time, it seems to me that the effect has been much less than at an earlier time. And so it seems to me that we should be looking at what is at the present time and in the foreseeable future, and not what was happening a year ago.
I think some of us are saying the same. Glenn, I'm saying the same thing that I'm saying, and that is that the dialogue has been effective over the period. If you take the last year and a half, we've done a lot of positive things. I don't think Glenn or I know I wouldn't be coming if I didn't feel it was worthwhile. But on the other hand, I think the last three or four meetings that we've had, using this as a kind of a trend, I don't feel we have been too effective the last three or four meetings, and mainly because we haven't been meeting with the power structure that can affect change, and I think this is the problem that we need to home in on.
Carol, I'd just like to point out one thing. Anderson's bringing up a point that I think is very valid, or he's making it indirectly, is that there are a lot of things that are happening in our governmental agencies that this dialogue doesn't know about. And I think that, being quite frank, one of the reasons is that agency people that come to this dialogue to present the other side get not sufficient time, or they are not treated, and we've been through this thing 100 times, they're not treated with enough respect or whatever you want to call it, so that they can present their side of the story. So they're not here. I say they are not here. So this, to me, is evidence that this is one of the problems of the dialogue.
Okay. Let's move on then. We've talked about two specific questions. We've also talked, we were really talking about several there. Let's open it up, period, now. Say, in the past 6 months or so, most of us have been concerned about this dropping off, individuals here, effectiveness, or what have you. Where should we go from here in terms of some kind of forum, if we agree it should be, or not have one? Talk to the whole idea. Don't break it up now. Just give your feelings about some kind of forum in the city, in existence or not in existence. In the black community, in the brown community, in the white community, centralized, anywhere at all. What about the idea, or is it worth pursuing?
I think one of the most effective, when the dialogue's been the most effective, has been emergency situations going on. And I'm thinking of the housing, I'm thinking of several other things that have come up. And I think maybe what we need is a crisis forum.
But you want to create the crisis or create the forum? The forum.
Not the crisis.
The forum, not the crisis.
Yeah, the crisis to create itself. I don't have to worry about that. But that seems to be the only way we can get some people to attend is going back to the beginning of the CIC dialogue, it was created because of a crisis. This was the time because of the situations that were happening in Southeast, and a few buildings were getting burned down, and they were afraid, oh my God, we've got to get together and start talking with the black people. So they created the CIC dialogue. But now things aren't happening, and unfortunately, this is too bad that...
too bad it's not happening.
No, it's too bad that, it's too bad that, that we have... Let me finish now. It's too bad that, that the situation is such that you have to wait until something like that happens, but I can certainly understand the frustrations on the part of the minority people when they say the only time they're going to listen to us is when we start burning something. And I'm afraid that what I'm saying here is I'm afraid that what we need to do is to have a forum and I don't try to get the have a forum available so that when a situation comes up, whether it's housing or some other situation, I use the perhaps a more dramatic one, but that a group can get together and meet.
All right, you're suggesting that, if I read you right, so it's
okay,
obvious, that an ongoing forum may not in itself have the value anymore.
That's right.
But be able to establish one if there's a need in terms of a crisis situation. Am I reading you right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I'd like to correct one thing in that. It wasn't the burning that started. It was a crisis, but
yeah,
it wasn't burning in San Diego. It was fear that may be.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's right.
All right, I just want to be sure to get that in that mic there, correct? Now, maybe you were projecting
if I remember correctly, there wasn't any burning or rioting. What I'm talking about is a warehouse or something caught fire.
I just want to be sure to put
all right. Correct. All right.
See you.
In a way, he's right. It was the fear of this, because even in a crisis situation, it depends too. There are other factors that we don't know about that work into these things. Some that we may be aware of, some we may not. Like in the school thing, that you may have been a great deal of noise here in the dialogue, but certainly as far as the Chicano community, there was a big fact zero that were the results of all that thing, and there were meetings, and there were all kinds of things that went on, and nothing came of it. So there may be other factors involved.
Now, there are many of you who are here for the first time. That may be very important. What have you heard about the dialogue? What do you think of it? We need your opinions too. That may be very important. Don't feel that because you're strangers here today, you cannot contribute. It is true that if you think you have nothing to contribute, it's better that you play that role well.
Right.
But I'm just saying the alternative is that you can contribute, should you have ideas.
I'd like to speak to something Lieutenant Davis said about the fact that some of the people involved in the establishment have come and haven't been heard with the respect that they thought they should have had, and therefore they quit coming. And I think that at that point we have to give a tremendous tribute to the people in the minority community for whom that is the story of their life. They have had nothing but lack of respect as a result of their expression of their feelings wherever they've gone, and yet they have the grace somehow to continue to come back to express themselves. And I don't know what's wrong with our power structure people if they can't take it every other Friday for 2.5 hours, if they drop out so fast. And I want to publicly go into that microphone with a tribute to our minority people for the grace that they have to come back again and again and again and be able to take it on that.
I'd just like to make a remark there. My choice of words was poor. Respect isn't what I meant. We have no idea what you mean, O'Donnell. Courtesy is what I meant.
Yes.
This is, frankly, very difficult to say what is going on in an atmosphere where everyone is saying something else. You're interrupted. And things have gone on. All of us recognize this. Those of us that have been here constantly know that it's going to happen, and therefore are ready, let's say. But even at that, in my attempts at explaining some procedures, I'm sure that most people haven't even heard it because of the conflict that does go on.
Ambrose?
If the idea is to have an interaction with people from the community and different people in effort to effect change, then I think it is fairly obvious that at this point you don't have that. And it would seem to me that a serious consideration to come up with something different, I think I heard one suggestion which some form of that suggestion might be effective. You know, you have a situation whereby people interested in sitting out talking about the thing could be called together in a fairly short time, you know. But I see no valid reason for continuing along the line as you're going right now.
Right. John?
Well, I'm going to have to leave a little early today, Carol, so I thought I'd say my piece here on this thing. Everything seems to be happening at once down in the 10th floor today. And I agree.
Need some pressure down there, John, or something?
Pardon?
You need some pressure down there?
No, we don't need any more. I agree with most everything that's been said, and I particularly agree with Anderson on the need for something like this to keep the lines of communication open. And I think that we need some ongoing program of that sort. You're not getting the political or other community leaders in here. You know, I think we all agree to that. And now I think the need is to ask the question why, and to start thinking of ways to sell the program here to these people. And all of gnashing his teeth about the fact that they're not here isn't going to help that. I think Don's got some good points in this regard. You have had a city councilman here on a couple of occasions. He's a conservative guy. He doesn't understand your jargon. He was here. He's not here now, and one of the reasons I think it's fairly obvious he was treated pretty rough.
There are other reasons.
Well, all right, see. If it's going to be a dialogue, it's got to be open to all viewpoints. Now, I think you're not getting the right people anyway. Whether or not political leaders are here is really rather immaterial. If you're going to get anywhere in terms of a dialogue, it seems to me you're eventually going to have to start involving those residents, principally white areas, throughout the community, who are just the citizens, just like many of the people here are, and you're not getting to those people either. My judgment right now is, by the way, if you think you can suddenly resurrect this in a crisis situation and get the majority community in here to talk, the next time there is a crisis situation, you're sadly misunderstanding the situation, because I don't think they're going to be in the mood to talk anymore this time. Maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Yeah. But that's not going to be the situation. I think you need the ongoing, continuing talk, and I think you've got to find your way clear to sell it. And if you don't sell it, it's just like anything else in human relations. If you don't sell it, it's not going to be successful.
Why?
I think that what I see here is kind of the basic hypocrisy of, you might say, this society or something, which believes in supposedly a democracy, and it's supposed to be the one of the foremost expressions of that sort of thing. And I thought that in this country it was already sold.
What was sold? We thought what was
democracy and this kind of a thing, this basic forum where people can come together and speak their mind, and they don't have to be very nice about it, because I think things that have been happening haven't been very nice. I think this points out the hypocrisy in the sense that it's kind of a one-way street. There's democracy and you do things one way, and the power structure has that one way mapped out, and they're not willing to really listen to alternatives other than have already been laid out. And this is what I think is the basic crux of this problem that we're facing right here in kind of a microcosm of the basic problem that this society is facing. When people come together and let out their frustrations, and if they're going to be honest, they're going to be frustration. And if the other side, you might say the A, the system, is going to be honest about it, they have to sit there and listen to it and do something about it. But I don't think at this time they're willing to do that.
All right, let me shift it again back to some ideas, because we're now getting into another aspect of it. Let's take it as a given, that is, let's accept the fact that the establishment has not been here as often as they should. Got it to the reason. Then we don't have to debate that. We don't have to fuss about that. Let's accept further that in the past 6 months or so, there's a general feeling that the effectiveness has decreased. Let's accept that then. Stick to the question in terms of what might be inputs now. Should it be changed? Though you might not agree with what somebody else said, the purpose today is not to argue those points. That's not the purpose today. The purpose today is to take each point, period. We can evaluate it. But let's take each point, even though you disagree with it, add to it if you wish, allude to it. But you're not debating now one point against another. Trying to examine other ways now, or whether this way has been good or bad. So let's keep it more flowing in terms of ideas coming in, changes, negative, positive, doesn't matter. Let's keep it going in terms of what ought to be done in some kind of way. Chuck, and then Jimmy Melodano. Thank you.
No debate.
No debate. Not debating today. I know you disagree with what John said. Yes, but that's not, you know, you can take what he said and add yours to it, but give us some input from what you say.
Well, okay,
go ahead, sir. Jimmy?
Okay, from what he said, you know, leads me to put in my input.
Navarro.
That I think the grounds that this dialogue, you know, the foundation that it can set forth for, you know, an effective communication between A and B through CCD there, rests on the principle that this is the only place in which your minority community is going to be able to come in and effectively communicate. Outside of this dialogue, it's business as usual, and the conservative person that comes in here and expects for this place to carry on business as usual, you know, is going to have to come back and get some inputs from us here back to him to say, now look, you know, more or less, we're meeting on a neutral ground where the minority community can participate, and you may have to take a back seat. But as soon as you leave this 2.5 hours every other Friday, baby, you're back in the driver's seat, so, you know, you can keep it cool for 2.5 hours or 5 hours a month.
I
would hate to see the dialogue stop because there are a number of young people who want very much to come with me during the summer, and I think they have much to learn, not the least of which is how the system acts or doesn't act. I think in so many ways the kids are showing us the way anyway, and I think it would be most valuable for a lot of young people to come in and see the operation, hear things they don't hear at home or in school.
You're opting for some kind of tour.
Something to keep it going so that the kids can get involved and get information that is not otherwise available to them.
Right. Hank?
As I listen, there's one thing that disturbs me that I hope we can clear up, and I think it's really a misunderstanding. In the case of the city attorney, he gave a what he considers a practical reason of why some people don't come that could, that really are interested and want to listen and learn. He mentioned one person almost by name. I don't think that it was understood that what he was saying was that he didn't object to the things that he heard, that is the problems that were discussed and the tone. But I think my impression is that these people scare away because they are personally attacked. And I know you, time after time, Carol, these meetings, you caution everybody. Now, he has the right to say that. Gentleman over there mentioned the word democracy. And I got the impression that he wants to substitute his kind of democracy for somebody else's kind of democracy, and we're living in what is called a pluralistic society. So we have to all make compromises with each other and get together on some kind of a course. The other thing that I would like to mention is that if this particular forum should fold, I would like to get reaction to, are there not available a million other forums in existence all the time in what already exists, even though people may have to grope to find them through the various community organizations, social organizations, political organizations. If the existing one isn't right, there's nothing against the law for you to start another legal political organization. Professional organizations, church, home, school, and you name it. Now, this is what the entire society is made of. I'll make one more statement, and the key is, to me, the word was community dialogue. The title of this is Community Dialogue, and I get the impression that some people think that it's their community and the power, so-called power structure, which are the elected officials,
that are supposed to make up this community dialogue. And I would hope that you would broaden that to the idea mentioned by the city attorney that it's the entire community that's involved, and it, everybody has to get in the act, and what device this goes on forever, and this is a dynamic thing. Nothing is solved with democracy. Our democracy has changed many times in a couple of hundred years of its existence. And what keeps it alive
is, don't get into a debate,
is the dynamics of, I just want to make this point.
Don't do that. We're going to get into a debate.
No, I don't want a debate, but I want to make this point. I hope that we don't leave with misunderstandings on some of the things that were said.
Keep putting input in terms of ideas.
Okay.
Let's get it back. Mel.
No, I'm interested in why people go to meetings. You don't have to look for meetings to attend, and you select those where you feel that you get something out of it and you have something to give. And I think this is particularly true of the establishment, the people you want to get here. I feel that this dialogue has an official status which will bring people here if they can get something out of it. And this means that they have something they want to say, and you have something to say to them. So you can have random talk. Well, we don't have much time for random talk. You can have a forum, and you choose the participants. A forum is, you know who's going to take what part and what time they're going to have, and the others listen. Or you can have a dialogue with an agenda. You know what you want to ask about, you know what you want to discuss, and you know whom you want to talk with. And you have their agreement to talk. Otherwise, as you've indicated, there's no dialogue. I feel that this group is unique in its being official, and if it should not continue every other week, maybe once a month. But the thing I am saying is get agreement ahead of time as to what you're going to talk about and who you are going to talk with. I feel that there's an acceptance in the community that you can get agreement to talk with people about things that are important to them.
Keep it in that vein, Glenn, or in some kind of input, buddy.
Well, as far as being officially recognized, I think the only thing that's official about it now is that the official part has not been revoked. Because they still call official sanction and so forth is not present in action. It seems to me that something that we might consider first is to keep this organization in existence, but to meet on call. Not to plan it's going to be every 2 weeks or every month, but it's assembled on call of the chairman. That would be the first thing. Then, I think that there still is need for some type of communication. It seems to me that we've used the word forum quite frequently this morning, but I'm not certain that this is really a forum. Now, this is kind of a round table dialogue, which to me does not seem to meet the same overall impression of a forum as a large meeting where any and everyone is free to get up and ask their questions and to ask for responses from officials of the community. So I'm really thinking in terms of two things. One is to keep this organization in existence on paper, available to meet on call. Number one. Number two then is to move for an occasional meeting. I don't know what it would be, once every month, once every 6 weeks, every 2 months, or what. For a larger open forum type room, where hopefully we could get a broader cross-section, reaching further into the grassroots level and also further up into the power structure too. For a larger type thing, but less frequently.
Everyone heard him, I hope.
Well, let me just reiterate why people are here and what their motives are not here, and what their motives are for not being here are important only in the sense that it's necessary to recognize those things in order to get the result that you want, which is their presence here. And it seems to me to be effective, that's what's required. And that's all I was saying earlier. I'd like to see this continue as an ongoing thing. Because I don't think, unless you solve this problem, unless you begin to get people here that are willing to communicate, whether we meet on an ongoing basis or whether we meet on a crisis basis, we're going to do anything more but sit here and talk to ourselves.
I'd like to rephrase what he said, because that we have to get into. Meet by me, John. Put that in the Gutty language. If we want them here and they're not here, we ought to find out why not first. And regardless of whether it is good or bad or right or wrong, we ought to consider the reasons they're not here. Right or wrong, good or bad, has nothing to do with it. They're not here. If we want them here and they're not here, we ought to ask why. And then consider all those whys. It may take a while, but that's what he's saying.
I think the implication here, though, Carol, is, at least the implication I received from the city attorney is that maybe we should examine ourselves as to why they're not here. In other words, perhaps we're too harsh with them, this type of thing, some of the things that Lieutenant Davis had mentioned. And I personally would rather keep the same type of format that we have had in the past. And I think maybe they should examine why they're not here. Maybe we're putting...
No, but you see, that's what he's trying to get away from. He's saying...
Yeah, I know he is.
Right or wrong. Yeah, but let's keep his chapter in. Let's don't throw it out, even though we disagree with him. We're saying one of the realities is they're not here. Let's find out why. Now, what we do with it is a different story. But let's keep that chapter open, why they're not here.
It just seems to me if you don't do this, you're going to have a monologue and not a dialogue. Whether you like it or not.
Glenn, and then I saw, who was it? Oh, yeah, Ambrose.
Do we really have to ask why they're not here? Those of us who've been coming over a period of time know why they're not here.
Yeah, he's just saying consider them, that's all, I think. I know that, but
we have tried various approaches. We have tried sending letters directly to the people to say, we're going to talk about something in your arena. Please be there.
The louder thing.
We've asked people to appear and talk about something that is in their particular sphere of influence, their particular interest, and they have not shown up. We know why they're not here, for the most part.
Yeah.
They're tired of being confronted, they're tired of being challenged. Now, this does not mean that circumstances may not happen that will make them more receptive, that will make them want to come back and talk again. But until such time as they're ready, until that circumstance happens, by doing this, we're having people, we're spinning our wheel.
All right, Ambrose.
Now, this is the month of June, and there are a lot of graduations around, and I think this would be an opportune time to have a kind of graduation of this dialogue here in view of recent developments within the dialogue itself. I think that the dialogue should be discontinued and that a decision of the responsible persons here, a dialogue could be reconvened at a later date, an indefinite period, and it should be made to bring in those persons who have not been regular attendants at this meeting.
You're opting for the kind of modification he is saying here, periodic calling, etc.
Well, I'm not going too much on the periodic calling.
I mean on call.
I think that should be a suspicion of the dialogue here. Say that these people have graduated, they have learned something, they can go back and do their thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And that at an indefinite time, a call should go out for another round.
Of different people?
Yes.
All right, that's a different idea altogether, okay. Did everyone pick up what his difference was? This is graduation for those of us who've gone through this course. Moratorium of vacation, graduate. Get certificates. Everybody gets an A, B, or C, a D, or fail, right? Those who fail would be included in the no group then. What he's saying is that in some future time then go back to this idea, but still a little different from what he was saying. That the next dialogue session, whatever it's called, sometime in the future, be from people invited that were not part of this ongoing one. All right, that's an idea. Now, you don't have to agree with it or not. We're just getting some ideas. I was going to call on somebody. Chuck.
Yeah. I'll agree with Ambrose. I think the dialogue has been valid, and again, it has been invalid to a lot of people. I see a more of a basic problem that if we go on the call meeting, not only the power structure won't show up, but the minority won't show up either. And I see a problem that if we do go on call, that evidently the power structure and the people at the dialogue haven't been getting the message. This is supposed to be a dialogue. We're not here to threaten people, but this is the way we come out. It's the only way people in the power structure seem to understand. I think the dialogue should be dropped completely. Because I myself, who's been continuously a part of it, I see where I am not getting anywhere, along with the power structure that doesn't show up.
Okay, the dramatic entrance of one of our city councilmen, who has a mustache now. Personal attack on me with that mustache, you know. Mike Schaefer, who has attended many dialogues before, is here now. Mike, don't say anything yet. We're just discussing this whole bit of input in terms of should this one be stopped, the idea of a dialogue or some kind of forum, what kind of changes should be made, if any, and you will begin to get into the trend here. Jimmy.
Yeah. What I hear right now is that we might be questioning the capacity of some people to take criticism, and even at times it's on the verge of even questioning their intelligence of being able to take too many insults, you know, on various fronts. You know, on behalf of keeping a dialogue going, but to facilitate, it's moving along. The possibility of keeping the topics for each dialogue be held down so that these people who are offended by being attacked on various and many diversified fronts be held down to a few specific attacks instead. I think this would facilitate having, to say, a dialogue revolve around some of the major areas, and have also a reflection. We would see a reflection on those people who would normally should be concerned, whether or not they are. And I think would give us some insight as to, you know, their stand on quite a few, you know, these important areas.
Okay.
I think that I'm in favor of continuing this sort of thing. You know, we run into a crisis once in a while, a rather long one, but I think I feel kind of like not having it would be kind of letting somebody off the hook.
Right.
Letting somebody off the hook. And I'm for not only continuing it, but expanding and having everybody here, let's say the school, the city, the police, and so forth, at all of them, so that they can understand what the dialogue really is. And everybody, and when certain questions come up, you can always have a school official here, you can always have the police here, and so forth. And I think that this is what should be going, and I kind of feel that to drop it is a big mistake because of this saying we're giving up, and I think so many people, by not having this thing, would breathe a lot easier when they shouldn't be doing that. I think there's a continual crisis. As far as minorities are concerned, there's a crisis all the time. There's always crisis in the community, and one of the crises is the day they don't get heard, no matter what it is. And then the only way they get heard is walk out of school, make riots, or something like that. But I think the crisis is there as far as the minority is concerned.
I disagree with that.
Let's start a debating society.
But let's say that it seems to me that the dialogues themselves let the establishment off the hook, because all they have to do is present some person here, some person down along somewhere on the line, to come and sit here, take a few knocks, and go back, and that's it. They've done their bit.
I have to stop you again, as I was saying. You know, give us an input on that. How should it be changed? What should be done about it?
Well, this itself provides that it doesn't help the minorities. I think it helps more the establishment, this type of thing.
To continue.
Okay.
Any others? Let's assume that we are discussing whether it should be, continued, modified, changed. Just ideas this morning. Not just debating among ourselves, but looking at it, because most of us recognize we've got to make some decisions in terms of energy, time, ideas, value to a city, to a people this way. Jimmy, then, any new faces here? Any new hands? Anybody else want to say anything?
Mr. Wayman?
Yes.
Along with those who have said that since you can't get the power structure or the establishment to participate, I'm in accord with those who have said, let it graduate. Because these are the people you need. They're the essential ones, and so therefore they won't participate. It's our first setting here. Therefore, close it out, and maybe you can modify it. I'd like to inject that into a different system.
Dave? Any other new or done?
Myri, I have a thought on if this type of thing is to continue, that perhaps we're meeting in the wrong place. Maybe we should meet throughout the community. Various parts of Southeast, various parts of East San Diego, La Jolla, or any place. Rather than if we are here, I don't know, it must be pretty hard to get people here. I know I have come a very short distance.
It's far these place.
We won't give you a ticket.
But I think that this is just a suggestion that we ought to continue to do, that we do meet in various locations throughout the community.
Okay, his idea is different locations. Was your hand up, Chuck, Jimmy, Glenn?
Yeah, well, all I wanted to say is there a possibility that instead of getting these people, you know, other than those prime targets, I like to refer to them, is there ways in which we can have them attend these things? After all, this is, I agree with what I said, this is an ongoing crisis type of thing, and it is continually growing. And if there could be some way in which we could have our city leaders, or city fathers, as they like to be called, here, then I think we could get something out of it. But without guaranteeing having, say, the chief of police here, instead of Lieutenant Davis, or the mayor here, the councilman here, instead of, an assistant, or, I think we could go on with a lot better aims and goals to be realized.
All right, let's not go back, though. They are not here. It's difficult to get them here under the present format. Let's get some other kind of idea, maybe, to move it on in getting them here or looking at something else. Just
I'd like to see the dialogue continue. However, I think the subject of the discussions should be those subjects that are considered most interesting, or are considered perhaps most pertinent or threatening to the members of the system. One example, a meeting should be called only if there is an issue in the opinion of the system that should be discussed, just as beginning perhaps gets things like gas. How we can do this, I don't know, but perhaps the meeting should not be called at all unless the system feels threatened.
All right, let me stop for a moment. Let me stop everything for a moment. Those who have not signed the, did you sign this back there? Is that other slip going around? Would you pass this one over and put your John Henry's on there and address so you can get some minutes from this? Let me switch it then to get, we've knocked around something. Let me ask this question and let's play a game. Not a game as people play games. Let's follow a certain rule. Now talk about this idea that we're going to change this in some way. We're going to stop it, discontinue it, graduate it, whatever. We're not going to have this.
Okay.
We're not going to have it. Drop it. This is for the purpose of getting at a point here. Let's drop this. No longer are we having the city-community dialogue as we now constitute it, as we now know it. But we're going to have some kind of town hall meeting, forum, discussion, I don't care what you call it. We're going to have something somewhere in the community relating to Menard, not the Pacific Beach type of forum that was announced in the paper the other day. There's going to be some kind of public platform dealing with racial issues. There's going to be some kind. Now, the chair, while this is on the table, if we buy this idea to get some input in terms of other kinds of ideas, we're going to have something. What are the kinds of something that we might have? One, of course, we've heard, such as in different areas. What about that idea of having something somewhere dealing with racial matters? It's not just dialogue. I will kind of rule you out of order for a minute until we get on to this. First one, Bud, you have a chance to be ruled in or out.
I want to opt for the on-call thing.
On-call?
Yeah.
Well, we got that, all
right. Right, and I just wanted to mention, although I'd like to carry it a step further than it was carried before, and that was I wouldn't just want the establishment to determine whether it should be on-call. I'd like the minority community to determine whether it was on-call.
Okay. We've discontinued this. Any ideas? There's got to be something, okay?
I think you ought to modernize it and get more exposure, and the thing that comes quickly to mind is television, and if this could be arranged, the same kind of a thing on Jesse's idea, problem-centered, rather than the school system, whatever is a problem within the school system.
Hold it, Hank. We're saying this one doesn't exist anymore. Now pick up your idea.
Yeah. Well, this is it. The medium is the modern medium where the entire community can tune in or tune out and have the exposure, and the method is problem-centered rather than as broad as you've had of a long discussion.
What does that mean, Hank?
Well, I would say a new forum on the air.
Forum on the air.
All right. If you can't get TV, radio.
That doesn't let me talk.
Sure it does.
I'm just a spectator in that kind of a forum.
We don't have this any longer. Give us another idea, somebody. Don't say what's good or bad. Just start thinking. Give me an idea. You don't have this any longer. One.
How about in areas of concern, and I'm assuming, as we all know, has been said before, there's always crises. It seems that the crisis that problem situations could be sought out. There's some things, like I read in the Daily Californian, for instance, that the Indian community east of El Cajon had, after heaven only knows how many years, had been existing without water. Who knew about this? They just barely got a water system going in there. Heavens only knows what other problems exist.
What are you saying?
I am saying that one should go to that area and this particular, and we should perhaps, in a sense, have the forum meet directly with that group that is most affected by it.
All is right there. Is this what you're saying, essentially?
To a certain extent, I think that, yes, I think it would be. Why not have the county supervisors go out to wherever it is?
You know. Is that essential, what you said?
In the area of the problem, and with the people most affected by it.
They already know what that's going to go after.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Another idea.
Yeah. Great. If we should this is now on the assumption that we've graduated and we're creating another organization.
Yeah, we're not here.
Okay, I would suggest we come here. And the reason I suggest we come right back here, I think it has a certain amount of irony as well as a certain amount of status. Be meeting in this perfectly lovely building which belongs to the people of San Diego for a place for the people of San Diego to come and discuss their problems.
See how I can change that. Me here instead of there.
Right.
Bring the problems here.
That's right.
Meet around the problem zone.
Oh, sure.
I think if we do that, Bill, then we won't have the excuse that people say, well, we don't have time to go out to the Indian reservation, or we don't have time to go to Southeast to see what's happening now and then. The problem's brought to them. It's like it's been brought to them all along now. I see no reason why they can't walk three or four steps or two, three flights of stairs or catch the elevator to come right here in the building where the thing is discussed.
Well, I think, you know, this is the real problem.
Okay, it's going to be even a bigger problem if they have to go out there.
Oh, we got to pick that up. Say it again, dear.
Oh. I just said this is where the biggest problem is.
This
we're
is
meeting
where
here.
The problem is.
Can you make that? We're getting some ideas. That should be a given. Should be understood. Take that as a starting point. That's part of the problem we're dealing with. So let's don't get hung up in that. I'm trying to get some creative minds going here. Another idea.
I feel the area meetings are very good, and I feel this might be a way of having the elected officials or the people of the power structure of that area feel more of a responsibility to show up if they're responsible to the people in their direct community.
You're just adding to what's been said.
Right.
Give me an idea.
Well, as I said, I feel that there will be more pressure from their own community.
Give me an idea.
Power structure to show up. Well, have the area meetings.
Okay.
But publicize it in such a way that the area community will be more responsive to it.
We have that on the
Okay. Another idea. We don't have this forum. Another idea. Part of it is meeting here. Another part is to have an active group from this forum to go out and make sure that these people are aware and kind of provide an impetus for them to come. In other words, meet with them so that they will come. Let's say certain people are not coming, such as school officials or the mayor or the city council and so forth, and ask them, why are you not coming? Since they don't come here and tell us.
Well, what you're suggesting then is another way to evaluate there, not
a modification.
But that's not an idea in terms of a forum.
Modification of the forum.
But
I wonder if it's possible or feasible to film. Film some of these sequences for television, perhaps for airing on TV. This is entering a little bit into number one, but I don't know about the feasibility about it, whether they put it on there, but I think it would serve a larger segment of the community if we could, even if we could get on channel 15.
Over 15, then nobody can.
There's
I'm just throwing it out.
There's a TV station now which is to film the entire session and play it back during the week, but they cannot do it here. They can't come here. They're debating now how they can do it.
Well,
modify the idea and you say take it there.
Yeah.
That may be possible. Jim?
Yeah, Chuck just mentioned something that I thought, well, you got the word thing.
You're talking to Chuck, right? Chuck, you trusted him. He has it that
way.
Okay.
Having the meeting in the office of the mayor, the captain, city councilman's chambers, and in fact, if they won't come to the problem, we'll bring the problem right directly to them when it concerns that group.
That's number two, meeting in the area of the problem.
Well, I think that was
maybe he
quite
right way.
We're talking about the right
thing. I don't think it was missed that way.
We did that already.
That was a good idea. We got two thoughts. One on brown and two black. Sure.
With
the official problem, or the problem official, or...
It's an official problem.
Okay. Idea.
All of these things up here really appear that they could be applicable, and I don't think that they really need to be separate things. You have a forum on the air, whether it's on the air directly or whether it's filmed. If you go into the area where the problem exists, I think that there would be many people who do not come here but would feel more comfortable speaking, say, in the school auditorium in their own community or something like this. In one sense, a lot of repetition is taking place here by people who have not had experience in trying to do some of these things. I've been on the interim committee for a year now, badgering these people about the problems that are of concern, about coming here, about inviting them, about going into their offices and meeting. So a lot of people have not had the same type of frustrating experience of trying to do these things, and to keep talking about that without the realization that some of these things just don't work. Now, you and I and a number of the other people met down in the city manager's office five times to talk about black sergeants. They said we'd have two at the end of 90 days. After all of our meetings were over there, they came back and said, they're not going to get them.
All right, you're saying that you're not giving an idea, or your idea is just...
Lump it all together.
Lump it all together, and we still go back where we started, you said.
No, well, I'm saying two different things. One, that all of these things can be rolled into one package.
All right, you got those done.
So, if we meet in the community one time, if we can get entree into the police chief's office the next time, what have you. But meeting in the areas of concern, whether that is in the Lincoln High School auditorium, or whether it's in the city manager's office, or the school board's room or what have you. Filming it, if that's the only way we can get it on the air.
Okay. I think I got what you said.
To me, that's one way to put pressure on people to become involved and get a grassroots level. So pressure the establishment and the politicians
sense that consumers and voters can pressure them by having some kind of sister city relationship. In other words, like we have San Diego and Yokohama, why not La Jolla High School parents that are interested, Lincoln High, this kind of thing, or on other levels, my block, let's say, and another block in Southeast San Diego, where somehow cells are established of communication, where defoliate into a network of dialogue. As it is now, it's very unacceptable. I wandered in here by accident. I didn't know this existed. I've heard of Carol Wayne and some of the other people. But I just happened to go to the city clerk's office. So it's a problem of communication. I've heard of dialogue groups. I've never been in contact with any. How do I, as a grassroots citizen, get involved?
In this kind of dialogue or in a dialogue?
In any dialogue.
Oh, well, there's several going on in the community, but we're discussing eliminating this.
But see, this is at the apex, let's say, of all of the dialogue. It seems to me that there should be some network where one can channel information from one dialogue to another.
That does exist, but not with this. You're talking about those other little dialogues.
Yeah.
Okay.
But coordinating them with all dialogue efforts, there doesn't seem to be any central way that citizens such as myself can even be informed about.
Over here.
Just to reinforce, I just said that at the top of my head, and it seems to me there's more that I can say to reinforce this about meeting the areas of the problem. Thinking in terms of the people attending, and if it should be filmed, portions of it. When we meet here, it becomes an antiseptic kind of the problems are dealt with in a theoretical basis, and they remain that way, and portions taken on the television take these things out, but they still remain right in here. The problems, where the people are meeting the problems, are somewhere in the vague nowhere, where the most of the majority of the community does not. I think that in meeting in the areas, for instance, I sure like to see the city councilman go down to San Pedro and meet and know what San Pedro looks like.
Well, that's what that is up there.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm saying I'm just reinforcing that. And if there are portions taken of that, then that what is presented to the people is a real situation or where the problem is met.
Okay. Another couple of replies, then I think we ought to wrap it up here and do some two or three last minute evaluating.
Now, I saw a notice in the paper yesterday morning that the meeting was going to be held this morning. I haven't seen advance notices like that before. Did you notice that?
In the mail.
In the
newspaper?
Well, you get them in the mail.
Oh, I get them in the mail. I get them in the mail, but this gentleman here was talking about he'd never heard of it before, and I hadn't seen advance notices before in the paper, and there was a little news story in, I think, the San Diego Union yesterday saying tomorrow there will be a dialogue at City Hall, headlines and whatnot.
He's adding another dimension. He is saying that one thing that's new and for his benefit is that this was in the newspapers.
Originally the concept was not to publicize the meeting to the general public, if you recall. That's
right.
Why we had not.
But they did pick it up, you're saying.
Well, the press also gets copies of the news.
Yeah. Well, usually here, that's one man from the union, his voice.
Where's the free press, the door?
Speak phone. Any other input in terms of ideas now? Not editorializing and philosophizing, we respect that, but any ideas, concrete?
Public hearings. Which is what you're saying with two or three things there, but...
Tell us what you mean.
If it doesn't already exist in the charter, that, for instance, when there's a zoning change,
There's a requirement for a public hearing, and hundreds of people show up and are represented by organizations and so forth. Why not for changes in human problems, the same kind of a thing, where the political officials then have to sit and listen to whatever is presented before them, all sides.
Have to put some more meat on that.
Public hearings is the way it's commonly termed. I'm sure every politician will know what a public hearing is.
Well, I didn't mean that, hey. I meant if it's a substitute for this, you just can't say public hearing. You have to break that down. This means filming it there, for example, at studio.
Well, the public hearings would take place in the official chambers. If it was a county problem, it'd be the Board of Supervisors. If it was a city problem, the city council. So it would be in the chambers of the legislative body.
Can somebody put meat on that?
Convened by who?
Yeah, that's what I was on. You know, you have to say something more than that, Hank.
Well, with a public hearing is convened, it's required to be convened because of a law, and if the law doesn't exist, you have to get one.
Then what are you saying, Hank? Don't abbreviate it. Tell us what you're saying.
I think it's an effective device in the already existing political structure, which forces the elected officials to listen to the citizenry, and it's called public hearing.
Can somebody take his idea and break it down to make it in terms of some kind of action? He gave us an observation of a fact. We know public hearings are facts. We know it's part of public charter. But that doesn't speak to this.
We don't know whether they are legally, unless somebody is more familiar with the charter than I am, probably Mr. Schaefer is, we don't know whether under the current charter they're obligated to call such a meeting upon ours or anybody else's request. And if you are suggesting that if it's not in the charter, that we make an effort to put it in the charter, that's a fine idea, but I don't think it speaks to the immediate problem of the dialogue.
It's not a practical
Are you trying to get on the agenda of the city council agenda?
Well, yes. Take it at the federal level first. The reason that this exists is exactly to provide a forum. Public hearings exist for a broad hearing of whatever is an issue to be solved, and zoning in the city is the best example of this.
We agree with that, Hank, but that doesn't speak to an idea of what we here can do about making that a reality as a substitute for a modification of this.
Get on the city agenda, council.
Yeah, but that's existing now. All you have to do is get on the agenda.
Right.
That's a given that you would do.
Okay.
Mike, and then we'll...
I was just going to mention the two ways that you get the council to discuss something like that. Any citizen can come in and speak for 3 to 5 minutes at the council at the beginning of the meeting by filing a week ahead or so with the clerk's office, but there's no opportunity for discussion and the council to talk back. The other way is to have your idea about human relations put into an ordinance, and then the ordinance will be discussed pro and con at public hearings, but the council doesn't discuss human problems just on the abstract. Say today we're going to discuss human problems.
Eliminate the dialogue.
But if you can reduce it to an ordinance, then ordinance can be debated in the chamber and a lot of people can speak on it.
I don't know how to put that except in quotes, public hearing, and maybe we can knock it about. It's not concrete enough yet. We've knocked about some ideas here for a while. We can't make a judgment in terms of hands, showing hands of yes, no. That isn't simply the best way to do this, Chuck. This isn't the best way to do this, is it? What I would suggest is that Ed, did you have something to add? You came in late.
Sorry, I was late. I was here at 8 o'clock for the morning.
Oh boy. A year and a half ago we would have might have needed that since it was crowded then. Yes. Okay. I think a good point was made there. One reason that many are not here is the fact that the EOC is having its training periods today. I think it's until what, 4?
No, it's until Sunday.
Until Sunday. I mean today.
Today.
Tomorrow. This weekend is a training session with the EOC. So that took a lot of people away. Why are you not there, Anson?
I don't like the EOC.
Well, going back to the other idea, I should think that one way to handle this would be that we continue sending out for those who didn't get it some kind of questionnaire, and take all those questionnaires plus what was said today and try to evaluate it and get some sense of what's being said, and then notify you of what the interim committee and some others that we might call together to look at all of these replies and responses think is being said. Make some kind of judgment on that basis. And if that judgment from all the input is that this present form should discontinue, then that will be what we will do. If, on the other hand, the consensus or the sense of what is being said is it should be modified, we'll try to go along those lines. I'm trying to say I know no other way of taking all these inputs and trying to work with them commensurate with what they're saying except do it that way. Is there any other reply? Yes.
I wonder if I might suggest this. I haven't heard it said so far. Why not change this from a dialogue group to an action group? I think that this is not as significant as the New England Town Council was 100 years ago. Because the New England Town Council used to say, well, we have a clear present objective, like building a stockade or a community well, and they'd roll up their sleeves and they'd go out and do it. Now, a group like this, if we had a specific objective, by specific I mean building something or putting up a building, rather than just generalities like improving race relations,
That's not what it's for, to improve race relations, but go ahead.
And it's not a generality. The things that would really give cohesiveness to a group like this is a specific objective, and for all of us to go out and really do something. If you go to the city council and say, look, we've raised $500,000 to do so, and so we need another $500,000, you would increase your strength tremendously.
Carol, I think we can say one thing, though. I think pretty well, at least today, and that is that I think the consensus of this group would be not at least to continue the dialogue in the same manner it has been continued. Don't you feel?
Well, just for us not to let this be the basis, let's find out if that's the consensus just today. This is not the way we will make the decision. We will put all the input. How many feel that we should discontinue it the way it is now? Don't qualify it anything. Presently, as it is now, how many think we should discontinue it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, how many think we should continue it with modifications of what it is?
Oh, well, wait, no. That isn't what I said.
Wait a minute, the same hands may go up. That's all right. I know. How many think we should continue it with modification?
All right. Oh, with modification.
Well, this is okay. I know what you're thinking. Just take it easy. Okay, hands down. How many think we should continue it the way it is now?
How many
think? All right. Now, how many think that we should continue it again with modifications? May I see your hands? Okay, thank you. I should think then to proceed would be to take all the input and assume if the other questionnaires also indicate modification. Be sure we understand it. If we're saying that the idea of a forum, that's the hand there. If the idea should remain alive, and further, that there has to be some modification, if the rest of these indicate that, our problem then is to look at all these alternatives or modifications thereof, and the others that come in, and make some kind of judgment on that. Does that make sense to everybody, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're saying then. We'll take all the input we can get, we're saying. If the consensus is some kind of a forum, the idea, the concept, take all these alternatives, plus all the others that come in, and start from there and decide what can be done. Now, any other reactions? Yes.
How long will it take you to do this? 2 months?
Oh, it may. It may be that a good time is
no.
to...
Well, we won't have a dialogue until you modify it.
But we're going to take a bet now. I don't think there should be one, because that's what we are saying, it seems to me.
I think that I'm taking it by you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I think it should be considered in the light that school is going to be out in the next couple of weeks, and suppose something of an emergency nature happens, then what are we going to do?
Well, the interim committee can do something like this. They know what we're saying here. So their first choice would be to look at some kind of modification on an ongoing basis. The next thing they can consider is, should emergencies occur, should this kind of thing, where is it? On-call crisis. They can, your committee can consider that. But we have to leave it with the committee. That would take care of Anderson on a call crisis basis if something should happen, and would take care of trying to respond to the way people have indicated their own feelings about it. But I would suggest that the interim committee finish your next meeting, you know.
Well, we have to decide that.
Can I leave it to the interim committee to meet this week when coming up for one decision?
Wednesday, next Wednesday.
One decision is, should there be other dialogues as we now have it through the summer or present? That gets us off the hook as far as a long-range meeting. If you just have to make a decision there, yes or no. If we're just going to discontinue, the answer would be no, no meeting. Then you're going to let us know about the next output. That takes care of both of these crises or emergencies and what we're going to do in the near future in terms of this dialogue. Any questions?
What is the interim committee?
Interim committee is committed that has always prepared our agenda, sends out the letters, makes the calls, the follow-up, responsible for everything that goes on except my coming in here, taking that agenda, and
this story.
The interim committee is a committee that functions. Any others? In the event that this is the last one for a while, should that be the decision, let me say, keep your eyes open, ears open, and you'll get some correspondence from the interim committee about where we'll go from here. And good dialogue.
Can you say happy vacation?
Happy vacation? No, I can't.